Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A shocking blue bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Ken Dykwalt is our guest. He's the president of AgeWave. AgeWave.com is the website. And again, Ken, your new book, your newest book is called?
With Purpose.
With Purpose, and they can find that wherever books are sold.
Anywhere.
Ken's an expert on he's a demographic expert, he's a gerontologist, a psychologist. Go ahead, Ken, what were you going to say?
Yeah, and it's this whole issue of longevity. What happens when more and more of us live longer? And
let's talk about the health part of this.
Excuse me?
Let's talk about the health. Let's talk about how do we age healthy. I mean, you know, living longer is great, but, you know, what kind of quality of life do you have? That's the key, isn't it?
It really is key. It's a serious issue, and it really is key. And I think most people love the idea of living a long life, but not if they're mentally disabled or not if they can't look after themselves or not if they can't afford it. And so more and more what we're trying to do in the medical and health fields is try to figure out how can we create a healthier version of aging? How can we live with high quality of life right up until the end instead of what so many of our moms and dads and people in our communities are suffering from, which is to be kind of beaten down for decades before the end. So healthy aging really is critical. And I would say, if I might put in a thought here, that this is going to require a much smarter healthcare system than the one we currently have. This is going to require more money being invested in science so we can beat diseases like Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
This is going to require people taking better care of themselves. And this is going to require that at the end of the day, we do a far better job creating a healthy population. You know, we've kind of got a population that we live long, but we don't live all that well at the end, and that's got to change.
I'm a little worried that there's going to be competition over the next 20 years in our generation, boomer generation. There's going to be so many resources put into taking care of us that there may not be enough to figure out how to help us to live longer and healthier. What do you think?
Well, let's think of it as a business opportunity. As the boomers have migrated across the lifeline, as you know, Jim, that we've created both strain on all the institutions that serve us. When we were kids, the grade schools couldn't fit us all in, so we went on double shifts, and colleges multiplied, and then the housing market got stretched as we moved into our homes. As the boomers grow older, there's going to be enormous strain on everything from retirement housing to assisted living to home care nursing. But those are going to be areas of incredible opportunity for businesses and entrepreneurs who think of catering to an aging population.
I would also say
that there will be breakthroughs available in the coming years so that we will be more able to live with health. Now, whether those come from vitamins or minerals or nutrients and new hormonal therapies or some kind of stem cell treatments, watch the field of medicine have explosive growth with breakthroughs as so many of us are growing older but want to grow old young.
I wonder, another thing, there could be some, in my opinion, there could be some regulatory changes, some government changes. It seems odd to me that a person who could stay in an assisted living a little longer but who runs out of money would have to go to a nursing home where the cost is double and wind up being, you know, being there under Medicaid. It looks to me like some of the states are going to have to realize that they could make some adjustments and actually help people live better and be more independent and cost the state half the money. What do you think?
I completely agree. A lot of the government programs were set in motion when there was not assisted living as a good option, and people couldn't be readily cared for at home, so people were driven into nursing homes. But most people today don't ever want to be in a nursing home, people would really prefer is to be cared for either in their own home or in a lovely assisted living facility.
But there's
going to have to change.
Yeah.
That's going to have to change. By the way, I would also argue that some of the reasons that people wind up needing that care diseases like Alzheimer's or diabetes or heart disease, I think many of us are hoping that we'll see breakthroughs in the next 5 to 10 years so that some of those diseases will be wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit like the way polio was wiped out by Jonas Salk in the early 50s, wouldn't it be great if we didn't have to worry about Alzheimer's in our later years because it had been put beside us?
We actually reported on some exciting news in the last 6 months that's coming out about what they found out about Alzheimer's. And so I hope that you're right. As far as managing our money, what do boomers need to know about that?
Well, different than our parents or grandparents' generation, we're going to live pretty long lives. And part of the challenge is not just, you know, how do you enjoy your life now, but how do you go the distance? And it's a little trickier, too, because in previous generations, especially folks in the military or who work for corporations with pensions, if you just kind of played your cards right and did the right thing, you'd have a pension waiting for you for the rest of your life. Today, with 401ks and such, a lot of the responsibility falls on the individual. And so I think that all of us need to give a lot of thought to maybe working a couple of 3-4 extra years. Nothing
mm-hmm.
wrong with that if you're going to live a long life.
Mm-hmm.
Being a little more frugal, living within your means.
Don't draw Social Security till you're 70.
That's what people say, that if you can wait a bit longer, the payback will be much more robust. And I also think that, I read the other day that over the age of 75, more than 50% of the population lives alone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very costly. I think the idea of people living with friends or with a mm-hmm. sister or brother.
Well, I think that's where the assisted living thing comes in handy. And, there's going to be a lot more of those. Hey, Ken, I got to wrap it up, but it's been fascinating information. Will you come back another day and continue to keep us updated on this?
I sure will. Absolutely, Jim. All my best to you.
AgeWave.com, right?
Yes.
And With Purpose, that's the book. That's the new
yes.
one. All right. Dr. Ken Dockwall, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.